Hi, Stuart Walter, CEO's Secret Weapon, and we are back. Yes, we are living the dream. Lewis and I are, we're on fire doing this thing. We are going to be providing more information today. Now, I just listened to Lewis's last episode, episode 33, which was all about go before you know. What we spoke about the other day as we're discussing this topic is that he'll provide the information, the understanding from a strategic and the strategy aspect of it. I'm going to go a little bit deeper as I do into not just why you're experiencing this and why aren't you doing it and just go and do it, but the overthinking comes from certain factors. And this is everything we're doing about the CEO secret weapon. Yeah, we are getting you to understand all these behaviors. It's easy for people to say, just go out and change your habits, go and push harder, just push through it, break through it, just do it, get a second side hustle, go harder. This is a reason why we've created this podcast, because it's not that easy. If it was, we would all be doing this, because all you got to read is one self-development book and just keep doing that over and over and over. Now, I'm looking at my bookshelf and surrounded by books about what you need to do. What you need to do. Think about it. What you need to do. Okay, you know you have to work hard. You know you have to work smarter. You know you need to put a business plan in place. You know you need to take time off. You know you need to balance your life. You know you need to. You don't need people telling you what you need to do. You already know what needs to be done. What Lewis and I are doing here is creating the how-to. To get you to stop and actually think about the reasons why things either do or don't get done. So let's go back to what Lewis was talking about, which was this go before you know. It's a very, I've never heard it put that way. I do have my own deeper aspect of it because, as I've covered in, what was it, episode 9, the number one thing that stops us from achieving. Okay? The number one thing that stops us from achieving is fear. Fear. That's it. Fear. Go before you know. Now think about it. Go before you know. Now you're probably thinking go before you K-N-O-W. Let's just have a look, listen to that again. Go before you know. Okay. Who's heard that statement? Yeah, but. Yeah, I will, but. Yeah, I'm going to, but. That's exactly the same thing, which is yes, I'm going to. There's you go, but there's you know. Okay, the yeah buts are very typical in our lives, in our businesses. As a CEO, you've got a different perspective. You are the dreamer, you are the creator, you are the founder, you are the passionate one with a dream, and you're going to make anything possible. And then you employ people, as we've also covered around our boardroom table. You're going to employ people that don't have the same passion. They don't have the same drive. They don't have the same energy. And let's face it, you don't want those people. You don't want them because they're going to either be learning from you and starting up their own business or clashing. So go before you know. Don't forget, you can also re-spell that last word. Go before you know, N-O. Because that's what the brain will do. It'll go, right, let's go do it. Then what happens, and this is the way the brain works, and I want you to really understand this. Everything we do, everything we've ever done, thought, dreamt, understood, remembered, and experienced, it is a stored memory in our mind. We cannot delete these. We cannot suppress them. What we can do is to spin them around. We can turn the reactions and the response around. So what that means is, right, here is something I'm going to go and do. In the past, it might have been a but. Okay, let's just use, we'll go into health or something. Right, I'm going to go and run a marathon. Yep, I'm going to do it. And then what the brain does, it goes, oh, let's go back in the past. Let's get some understanding of what might be similar in the past. Okay, well, 3 years ago, you decided you want to do a half marathon. Didn't work out. Before that, you decided you were going to do a 10K run. Another 3 or 4 years before that, yeah, you were going to do a marathon, but you didn't get through it. Or you started doing it and pulled it out from the race. So what the brain is doing is going, right, there's your experience, there's the end result. Now what we're going to use is the end result of your experience, which was physical, emotional, or financial hurt and harm. It's going to be stored as a memory, so it's going to do everything it can to stop you getting hurt again. Potential hurt, harm, physically and emotionally and financially. That is what your brain is doing. It is doing whatever it can to hold you back. So, Lewis's statement, go before you know, it's brilliant because you can look at it in two aspects. Just do it. And then what happens is, and as I explained to Lewis, I said, this is incredibly powerful because mine is that fear increases over time. It's exactly the same statement. Fear increases over time. So make an informed decision and do it. So go before you experience fear, which is, oh, when you experience fear, your brain wants to hold you back. It wants to limit you, suppress you, self-sabotage you. That's the no, I don't want you to do it. So go before you know, and fear increases over time. Fear increases over time is a reason why not many people go, because they've already got the fear. They've already predicted that it's going to fail. And as Lewis said, everyone is different. Okay, I've got what we call kinesthetic people, very emotional people. You just go to like a light switch, bang, turn them on and they're off. Okay, you've got the visual people. Oh yeah, I can see that happening. Let me just gradually, it's like a dimmer switch on a light switch. It's like turn it on. Oh, that's a little bit bright. I'll turn it back a little bit again. Oh, I'll turn it back up a little bit more and then I'll turn it back. And then I'll just turn it up and then I'll just test myself. Analytical people will want to know the ins and outs of everything. They want to pull everything down because they've probably become analytical because the way that a lot of analytical people are created is because when we are born, we're all born kinesthetic or emotional. Over a period of time, if our emotions and through experiences get hit, therefore emotionally hurt, our brain goes, right, how do we protect ourselves from getting hurt emotionally? So if we're all born kinesthetic, as in emotional, like all we need to do is cry and we get love and support, hopefully, then generally our secondary processing is visual, then down to our third being analytical. Now, what happens if our emotions are getting hurt? A lot of people will go back into the deeper part of your brain, pick up the analytical, move it forward. So they now become a lot more analytical because they're trying to protect the emotions. So in being analytical, systems, structure, planning, second guessing, doubting, backup plans for your backup plans for your backup plans. And as Lewis was saying, overthinking, that's over planning. Which is coming from that place of overprotecting. Your brain is trying to overprotect you, and the more you plan around it, the more you think you got a solution, the unconscious part of your brain is trying to find a way to hold you back because it doesn't want you to get hurt again. Okay, so that is the plan. It's to hold you back. And again, as Lewis was saying, as far as a plan, a business plan, and we did this a few weeks ago, one of my clients who is in business now 3 years, she goes, oh, Stu, I'm not where I wanted to be in 3 years. The business plan, the business plan is wrong. We don't predict we were going to have a global pandemic. Correct? And if you look at this and go, oh, okay, it's just a plan. And Lewis and I talk about setting goals, 3 years, 5 year goals, 12 months goals. People go, oh, 3 years, it's a long time. I go, well, remember COVID? That's like 3.5 years ago now it started. So what happened if we put 3 year goals in place back then? You look at it and just like this business owner, I said, look, best thing to do, because she was beating herself up about, I'm not where I wanted to be. I'm only here, blah, blah. And you can see how it can really deter you. It can hold you back. It can get you to question yourself and doubt yourself and capabilities. I said, go back, find each of your 3 year business plans and reword them to exactly what you did achieve in that first year, to exactly what you did achieve in that second year and the third year. Now reestablish that business plan knowing you're still on the right track, you're still on the right path. So what happens when your then brain goes back? It goes, oh, okay, that's right. The business plan is exactly where it was based on what you did, based on the happenings that we had. I'm yet to find any business that has rewritten the business plan to incorporate COVID. You go back and have a think about it. Everyone has still probably got exactly the same business plan, which, again, the plan can hold us back because we're beating ourselves up that we didn't get that straight line, that straight direction from when we started 3 years ago to where we should be now. Because situations change. Every person is different. So the direction of travel that we speak about is essential. Because if your three-year business plan was wrong, guess what? It's not you were wrong, but you just didn't match the business plan. So what was wrong? Or your decisions, your actions, your behaviors, your beliefs, your habits, your opportunities? You're beating yourself up by saying that the plan was right. No, it wasn't. Change the plan so it replicates exactly what you did. Spin around, refocus on the direction of travel based on where you're going to be another 3 years or 5 years time. Trust and take action. And I think, I'm not sure on the actual wording, I will paraphrase in case I do have it wrong. Richard Branson, I remember seeing a quote, just say yes and learn along the way. And that's a classic one to actually go, yep, I'm just going to say, yep, let's do it. And then we'll manage it. Then we'll manage it. Then we'll manage it. Because you can't predict what's going to happen in future. You have a very good understanding. And what I find is the more experience we have, the older we are, the more memories we have, therefore the more excuses we have to hold ourselves back. You've only got to look if you're a parent as a young kid. Anyone up to the age of 7, guess what? They're doing all sorts of things because they haven't experienced fear. They haven't learnt fear and we haven't taught them fear. How many people, and I remember it very clearly, back in school when you have to stand in front of the whole of the class and deliver a verbal assessment piece. I hated doing that. Why? Because the teacher said, it's really scary. You get really nervous. Not many people can do it. So what did I do? I started believing that. I started believing it. Isn't that interesting? And here I am now doing international seminars, workshops, talking on stage in front of 800 people. This is what I do. Am I getting nervous now? No, I love this stuff because I changed my approach. I changed my belief because guess what? It's only one way to experience it. So if I did stand up in front of the class, which is what I hated doing, guess what? I was nervous because I learnt fear from someone else. So don't be surprised if you are modeling level of fear, whether it's from parents, grandparents, whether it's someone said you can or cannot do this, that is not possible, you can't do this. Go before you know. Fear increases over time. Because we've got all these abilities within us. Knowledge is power. We just got to turn it on. But most people, if you look at like a light switch as an example, okay, it might be turned off. It's still got all the potential to light up that room, to light up a house, to light up the world. But sitting, wishing, hoping, dreaming, wanting that light comes on, it's not going to work. It takes action. And as soon as you take action and turn that on, bang, everything lights up. But what I find is, this is what people don't want. It's not that they're scared of the dark, but they're scared of the light. They're scared of how good they can be, how successful they can be. Because success can come with a lot of challenges. I've got a client who started up a business. And she was saying, hey, I've got all these dramas and all these issues with all these staff and all these problems. And I just stopped and went, you know, what you're experiencing now is what you dreamt of 5 years ago, having all these staff. Go before you know. Fear increases over time. Say yes and learn along the way. We're not saying that fear doesn't exist. It's not typical of this false expectations appearing real because they're not false. These emotions are real at the time and they're real sensations based on real triggers, based on your real experiences in life. So get that whole false expectations appearing real. What's a false expectation? What do you mean appearing real? All right, now we've obliterated that one. Everyone is different. Focus on what you want. What's the direction of travel? Take a step and learn and manage it. Take another step and learn and manage it. Take another step and another toward the person you choose to be. And you'll find, yes, you're going to have fear on the way. But guess what? You're able to manage it. Fear is an awareness. It's there to protect you that, hey, or it's there as a predictor to go, hey, look, what you're about to do, have you considered it? But when you consider it, when you've got the skills and abilities and talents within you, then it's just a matter of doing it. Sure, the more you think about it, the more second-guessing and doubting and questioning and strategies you're going to have. As Lewis was saying, yeah, people have got a business plan. Then they'll have an action plan. Then they'll have a failure plan, a backup plan, and a conflict resolution plan, and a human resources plan. Everything is expected to go wrong. Just take a step. Trust you have this ability. This is how you apply it. Fear increases over time. The quicker you go, the less fear there'll be. I hope that helps you to understand a deeper aspect of how the human mind works. To support what Lewis was saying, go before you know. Okay, yes, you can have a plan. It's essential that you have a plan. And it's also understanding that you need to have a celebration at the end of it. You know what you want to achieve in 5 years. Don't just keep planning, planning, planning. And there's got to be some end to this. It's like these 41 world champions I've got. Guess what? Yes, they've got a plan. Yes, they've got a strategy. But they also know that as soon as they cross that finish line, they are going to get a reward. They are going to celebrate. Have you planned a celebration in your business of where you're going to be in 12 months, 2 years, 5 years? Not many people have, because they're too busy working, too busy planning, too busy going, right, next, next, next. Take the time to stop. And Lewis is saying that. Just plan. Take a day to plan. And I'll throw something else at you I use a lot with business people and athletes. Just imagine a couple getting engaged. Okay? And they're going to spend the next 12 months of their life planning one day. Husbands, wives, you know this. 12 months to plan one day of their life. But how many people stop for one day just to plan the next 12 months? This is a perfect time of the change of season, because every 3 months, you get different changes. You get different resistance. You get different DNA that you're taking. Who you are in summer is different to who you are in winter. Take one day for yourself. Rewrite the plans that you thought you should have been on so it matches what actually did happen. It'll increase your motivation, your belief, and your focus on moving forward. And then focus on what you will want, who you choose to be, and take a step. And before you know it, you've achieved it. So, here I am. Before you know it, I'm going. I'm Stuart Walter on behalf of Lewis and CEO Secret Weapon. Yeah, check the website out, ceosecretweapon.info. Send us an email, send us some questions, send us some information. If you've got any recommendations for awesome people that we can integrate into our podcast, love to hear from you. If you've got any questions or for an episode, yeah, chuck it out there, because the same questions you probably have are the same ones we're going to get to eventually, or we can bring forward. You can be totally confidential if you want on this, as we have done with a couple of episodes. If you've got some information, just go, look, I don't really want my name to be read out. Or if you do, you can. You can have a shout out to your friends, your family, and your mother. It's all good. So I appreciate it. Appreciate you. Have an awesome day. Talk to you soon. Bye now.